Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer for Guthrie County, Jeremy King, for part two of our two-part series. Have you seen anything over the summer to show what deer numbers might be for the season?
Well, we have a lot of deer. Our deer numbers are good in Guthrie County. Ottawa County has a really good deer numbers also, as well as, you know, Cassonade deer and Green County deer numbers are increasing. Guthrie County has a lot of deer, and we can kind of judge that based on what we do for antlerless license every year. And like this year, Guthrie County has 2,350 antlerless tags available. So our deer herd is doing fantastic. Same with Dallas. They have 2,100 doe tags available. I can tell you throughout the youth season, early muzzleloader, archery season up to today, that the hunters have multiple opportunities to harvest deer. And I would say, depending on where you hunt and whether or not you have private or public, if you're hunting private land and you have a landowner that wants deer harvested, I know most hunters are out there wanting to shoot a trophy buck, but it's vitally important to be taking does out of that herd. And you know, obviously don't shoot them and waste them, but if you can use or know somebody can use them, I would be harvesting as many mature does as you can off properties to help out that landowner. So a lot of these landowners will tell people, hey, you can take a buck, but I want to see two or three or four does for every buck you take off my property, which is fair. And just make sure you have that communication. Make sure that you're hunting where you're supposed to be on that. There's a lot of good apps available for that. Some of them charge, some of them don't. That would allow you, that tells you where you can hunt on public and private lands end. So just double check those sort of things and make sure you're working with landowners to achieve goals for them as well as your own personal goals.
And you talk about people wanting to get that trophy buck. What usually do people consider being trophy buck material?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's kind of personal preference. We're spoiled in Iowa. I have friends from Alaska to Texas that come to Iowa and hunt that are our personal friends, and as we drive around, we live here, we kind of take it for granted what kind of a trophy, quote-unquote trophy deer hunting area we have in the state of Iowa, not only Guthrie County or the surroundings, but just in general the state of Iowa. A friend of mine from Alaska drew a non-resident deer tag this year for archery. He hunted during the rut, and he told me, he said, this is unbelievable. I saw four or five deer over 140 inches in one day, and I'm like, yeah, we got a lot of deer and a lot of good quality deer. However, some of the locals be like, 140-inch deer, I'm just going to let that walk. He ended up shooting 140-inch deer and thought it was the best thing in the world because he hunts Kansas and North Dakota and New Mexico and all over the place for deer, and yet he just was flabbergasted on the fact of how many good quality deer we have here. So to a non-resident that doesn't live here, 140-inch deer is a really good deer. By Pope and Young official scoring standards, over 125 inches is a trophy with a bow. We have lots and lots of deer over 125 inches. And however, locals, it seems like if you're a diehard hunter, you're going to want that deer 160, 170, 180 inches. And sometimes deer don't reach us just by genetics. There's sometimes that even if a deer gets to maturity, they're all the racks grow different, just like people grow different. Sometimes they don't reach, quote-unquote, record or desirable trophy standards by some people. So people who are good at judging age of deer based on their body characteristics, the size of the belly, the back sway, the face, the facial features and stuff, there are people I can tell that some deer just won't reach big rack antler size for trophy standards, and those are great deer to call out of the herd. So if you have an extra tag and you want to put down a deer that will help the deer herd to maybe reach trophy genetics for you, that's a good deer to take out. We call them cull bucks. So everybody's a little bit different on that. However, there's opportunities out there for anybody that will be hunting that will, you know, for trophy standards.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.